Welcome to Ask the CIO, brought to you by Learning Tree International. And now, here's your host, Jason Miller.
My special guest today is Matt Chase, the Medicaid and CHIP Payment Access Commission's Chief Information Officer. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you today?
Well, it's great to have you on. I know I've been bugging you for a while to come on the show, and you guys are a very interesting commission. So we're going to get a little background about what is MACPAC. So what is the mission of the Medicaid and CHIP Payment and Access Commission?
The Medicaid and CHIP Payment and Access Commission is a nonpartisan federal agency that's charged with providing policy and data analysis to Congress on the Medicaid and State Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, and for making recommendations to Congress and the Secretary, Department of Health and Human Services on a wide range of issues affecting these programs. The commission conducts independent policy analysis and health services research on key Medicaid and CHIP topics. As required in its statutory charge, the commission submits reports to Congress by March 15th and June 15th each year. The commission's reports are intended to provide Congress with a better understanding of the Medicaid and CHIP programs, their roles in the U.S. healthcare system, and key policy and data issues. As background, the commission was established in the Children's Health Insurance Program Reauthorization Act, CHIPRA, of 2009. Its charge was later revised in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act of 2010. The commission held its first public meeting back in September of 2010.
So you guys are fairly new, established in 2009, kind of re-updated in 2010, and then you've been working over the last 2.5-3 years. Do you have a sister agency for Medicare? Are you related to is there a Medicare commission per se?
Right. So our sister agency, which has been around in one form or fashion for the past 20 years, is MedPAC, the Medicaid Payment and Access Commission, which weighs in on issues in Medicare.
Do you work with them or is it separate? Because obviously Medicare and Medicaid are two separate programs.
Part of our statutory mandate is that we do work with MedPAC on issues relating to where Medicare and Medicaid intersect, specifically in the duals population for healthcare.
All right, so let's get into the technology piece. It's a good setup to understand where you're coming from. So from a CIO's perspective, you have probably one of the best CIO jobs maybe because you got to start from scratch because it was a new commission. Let's just talk about your role, though. How do you support the mission of MedPAC?
I think with any CIO, the main issue and support that I provide for MACPAC is to ensure that the health policy staff has the tools and resources they need to get their jobs done. And as a federal CIO, I'm focused on meeting our obligations as they relate to our statutory mandates established by Congress. And my roles really focus on ensuring the operations are smooth and consistent, the security of those users' data are looked after, and that I've architected and built a modern, cost-effective technology environment that meets the needs of the agency for current and future.
Well, I'm sure that we will get into some of those tools and security issues, but just going back a little bit to what you do as your role, how big is your office? How many employees do you have? What is your IT budget for 2013?
That's an important thing to understand about MACPAC. First, we're a micro agency in all senses of the word. Our office is comprised mainly of public policy analysts who are skilled in analyzing the programs that we're charged with providing insight on. MACPAC's small overall, so we only have two federal employees, including myself, who are responsible for technology and information. I primarily focus on the CIO tasks, assisting senior management with accomplishing its goals, while my employee focuses mainly on user and system-related tasks. We do use contractors from time to time, but mainly on an ad hoc basis to help evolve our environment or to provide specific expertise. MACPAC's total FY 2013 appropriation for the agency was about $6 million. So for fiscal 2013, our IT budget is well under $1 million, including labor projects and operating costs.
All right, so not a huge budget, but still, you guys got to start maybe from the beginning where there's no legacy systems, which we'll get to in a minute. Let me talk about you for a second. When you talk about your role, because it's such a small office, because there's such a big focus on public policy, are you focused mainly on the day-to-day operations? Or do you have a strategic foot that's maybe a 50-50 split?
I would definitely say it's more split. Being in a small operation, you kind of have to be in both worlds at the same time. So unlike other CIO roles, which may be more focused on leadership and looking well into the future, there's a good split for me. So I would have to say it's probably 50-50 in a small agency like this, but a fair amount of time especially as a small startup, has been focused on how the agency evolves and matures over the past 3 years.
Are you just focused only here in D.C., or do you have satellite offices in other parts of the country that you as the CIO have to worry about, you know, the network connections and the help desk calls and all those fun things that CIOs get to do?
For us, it's simplified. It's just the D.C. office, although the Medicaid program as a whole is a state-run program, so there is some amount of work that MACPAC does as a whole, which is, you know, state outreach. But as far as an office and maintaining IT stuff, it's just here in D.C.
And from your relationship with HHS more broadly, do you at all have a relationship with the HHS CIO? Is there anything you guys share at all? Or because you're an independent commission, legislative side, you don't need to worry too much about them?
HHS is separate as far as the executive branch goes. Our primary contacts are directly to Congress, since we provide legislative insight. So there's really no direct communication with HHS other than securing the data that we need in order to meet our mandates.
And that's maybe something we'll talk about a little later in the show is the information sharing, but let's take a quick break. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Matt Chase, the Medicaid and CHIP Payment Access Commission's Chief Information Officer.
Get empowered with the IT skills you need to improve performance and help your agency achieve its goals. LearningTree International is the number one provider of IT classroom training to the federal government. LearningTree is on both GSA IT-70 and MOBIS 874 schedules, which means all levels of the government and qualified contractors get the best tuition savings possible. Save even more with LearningTree's 50% off select IT and management courses each week. Simply visit their website today at learningtree.com/CIO. And even better news for the Beltways, save on travel costs and commuting time by attending live hands-on instructor-led courses at one of 10 LearningTree centers conveniently located around the Washington area in Columbia Fulton, Manassas, Stafford Quantico, DC Metro Center, and more. Helping you achieve your agency's mission is LearningTree's number one priority. Act now to get 50% tuition savings. Go to learningtree.com/CIO. That's learningtree.com/CIO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Matt Chase, the Medicaid and CHIP Payment Access Commission's Chief Information Officer. Matt, before break, we talked a lot about the role of you as the CIO of MACPAC. We talked a lot about what the mission of MACPAC is. Give me a sense of your priorities. What are you trying to get done over the next 6 or 9 months?
For MACPAC, providing statistical analytics are key for our agency. It's important to maintain our data analytic capacity in-house. So MACPAC is in the final stages of building an environment in the cloud using Amazon as the infrastructure as a service provider and SaaS software for our analytic engine. This is going to allow MACPAC to find the answers it needs from the data when the agency needs it, and then spin down or turn off the services to save money when it does not. That leads me into the next priority over the next 6 to 9 months, which is really tuning our Amazon Web Services cloud environment. We have successfully built the agency's services in AWS's cloud platform. The next step is really to ensure that the servers are right-sized through detailed monitoring and then secure lower costs per hour using reserve computing prices. And this is possible on our stable systems where our workloads are well-defined. The beauty is the cloud design really allows us to optimize our costs and achieve savings that's just not possible when you build an infrastructure in a traditional manner.
Those are two big ones, and I will get more into the cloud because everything seems to be kind of related there. But let me ask about the statistical analysis. Basically, it's a big data problem, I think, you know, to simplify it. I think every CIO is facing this. Can you talk a little bit more about what you're doing around statistical analysis, what tools you're using to improve the analysis you guys are doing around the data?
So for MACPAC and data analysis, what we need to do is analyze the Medicaid and CHIP payment data that's out there to help provide the answers that the commission is focused on. So for us, using standard tools that you would find across the industry is key. So we're using common tools like SAS and Stata for our analytic team to be able to pull those answers out of the data that's there.
Are you finding that the amount of data that you guys are pulling from either the states or from other providers is just increasing, or is it something where it's basically been the same types of data coming in year over year?
For us, the Medicaid data sets are relatively static in their nature. The answer really is how you use those data sets to answer the questions that are out there and tease out what the questions are that Congress needs answered.
Let me just take it an aside for a sec. Do you get questions from Congress that the commission's trying to answer? Or like when you say the reports come out, I think March and June, each year? Or is there a standard set of things you're trying to do? And is that how do you tag that back to what data you're pulling in the analysis that you do?
MACPAC has a GAO-appointed 17-member commission comprised of a variety of people across the United States in academia and professional life. And that commission drives MACPAC's analytic agenda, which is played out in our public meetings, which we hold throughout the year. That the answers that the commission is answering is based upon the topics that Congress is interested in getting questions on. So that's what our group thinks about.
Does that mean your data, your job as the person who's running this data analysis tool changes, meaning, okay, now they want data from this type of data or they want that type of data? Does that change how you kind of set up this tool to be more flexible?
It's going to do that from time to time as questions change in the environment. But the Medicaid questions that are being asked overall are, they take a fair amount of time to tease out. So there's a fair amount of notice before things. So it's not like it's a constantly changing data set or that we're having to pull from new data sources every different day. I think it's a relatively stable platform.
I know I've talked to several CIOs who just say, well, every time Congress sneezes, I have to change my systems, and it becomes even more tough. Let's talk about the Amazon cloud environment for a second. You talked about you're looking to right-size your servers, lower costs through extra server capacity. How does that work? Give me a sense of how you're going about that.
I think it's important to kind of come back to MACPAC and its base where we started in this. Cloud computing has been a real journey for us here at MACPAC. When I first stepped foot into the agency, we had the opportunity to build everything from the ground up. It was a blank slate. There were no legacy systems or templates to work from. We were in a unique spot in time when it came to the cloud. Fortunately, the market had moved to a place where it was viable to use cloud services for most everything we needed as a micro agency. You know, we had the choice to follow the traditional path and build it all in-house, or we could venture into the cloud. The important thing is that our capacity as a micro agency to put the concept of building a traditional data center model was clearly out of reach, especially when you look at the requirements for federal IT on security and best practices. So cloud only became our goal very early on. We were one of the first federal agencies to come up on Google for Government for email and collaboration, and then we took it from there. We definitely were blessed with having a first mover advantage and not being encumbered by legacy systems.
That's why I know you were discussing that earlier when I said you're probably the envy of a lot of CIOs who walk into an agency without having all these legacy systems to deal with. When you guys went to the cloud, you said it was an easy decision. Were there concerns about the security or about, you know, SLAs and things like that nature? How did you address that in the front end? Because as you said, it was still very early on in the cloud world, but still it was a viable option.
The question as it relates to the cloud is always, is it more or less secure than a traditional data center? As a micro agency, it's really not possible from a capacity and cost model to provide all the physical layers of security that leading cloud data centers can provide. I have to say that I think for small and micro agencies, hosting and cloud are really the way to get it right. It's difficult to secure your facility in the right way. In the meantime, to failure for running your own data center is significantly larger without the appropriate physical environment. And taking that step then frees you to think up about logical security, which is really where thinking of cloud-based designs are important. Our focus is on network security and getting the access controls and encryption right. Data security in transit and at rest is an important factor to our consumption of services in the cloud.
So it sounds to me like you're able to step back and say, we're not going to worry about securing the machine per se, but really focus on the data. Are there things you're doing to secure the data in transit or encryption, or whether it's the two-factor authentication of some sort to ensure that there's no insider threats or spillage of data by accident?
That's an important structure of how we work here at MACPAC. We definitely use all the kind of the standard tool sets that you would expect in making sure that our consumption of cloud resources are always in an encrypted stream. And when we're working with data sets that they meet the FIPS level of protection for the federal government as far as encrypting stuff at the right levels. And for us, I think it's important that tools like FedRAMP and other stuff that are coming out really help us take care of the shared responsibility model where FedRAMP can really enforce the security controls that are on federal providers, and then I can work on my piece, which is making sure those things like multi-factor authentication and other stuff are in play, and privileged level access for how our users are connecting to those systems.
You bring up FedRAMP. It's interesting because one of the things I think early on in our conversation you talked about was you guys are really attached to the legislative side of the government versus the executive side. And a lot of things like FedRAMP and other priorities, HSPD-12, you know, PIV cards, are really executive side priorities. But obviously being in the community of the federal CIO more broadly, you obviously know about them and are attached to them. How much do you play into that? You're not under OMB policy, if I get this right, to have to use FedRAMP, but you see the value.
The federal government as a whole has made it a priority to get these things right. And when you have organizations like NIST out there really focusing hard on what are the right controls and things that need to be in place, whether I'm in the public or private sector, I think those are good best practices to follow. So in working in the federal government and being able to take advantage of government-related technologies, for instance, using trusted internet connections, TIC, being able to use FedRAMP, being able to use other government contract vehicles that are out there for providing security, I think are important whether or not you're in the executive or legislative or judicial branches.
When you worked with Amazon or Google or whomever you worked with from a provider standpoint, how do you look at security? Can you give me since you guys were a first mover and you were a little bit ahead, can you just give me a broad sense of how you guys went about ensuring that whatever cloud your data was going to reside in, whatever services you were using were secure?
In this part, it's important to say that, you know, as soon as you connect your system to the internet, you're vulnerable. Plain and simple, you can go it alone, and as a micro agency, that can be tough, or you can huddle together using a large cloud service. I don't have a team of security engineers that are in a network operations center 24/7 looking at security, but my cloud providers that I am choosing do. So for MacPack, it has its part to play in that. But when I was assessing these tools and when MacPack looked at these providers, it was important where we found other federal agencies who had done a fair amount of homework. So a good example is Google for Government. GSA issued their ATO, their authority to operate on that particular platform. And MacPack was able to take comfort in the fact that a much larger agency had done the appropriate due diligence. And then working from that, which is kind of the goal of FedRAMP, that's how we can make sure that those things get done. Doing my own due diligence as a CIO, looking at independent third-party audits and the types of tools and technologies they have in place is obviously a factor in any time we consume something in the cloud.
And I'm sure it saved you a ton of time and money that you probably didn't have a lot of either. With GSA or whomever, you're able to use their documents, their information to then make a decision. I'm sure that played a huge role too.
MacPack has found a highly cost-effective way to work in consuming cloud resources. And, you know, in recent interviews that you've done where you've talked about shared services in the government and where we've looked at these technologies like FedRAMP, I mean, that is where the money savings is. There shouldn't be duplication of effort for some of these big things in the federal government. And by leveraging the work that other agencies have done in these areas, it is definitely a huge time and cost savings. So.
And obviously, you guys are a prime example. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about MacPack. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Matt Chase, the Medicaid and Chip Payment and Access Commission's Chief Information Officer.
Get empowered with the IT skills you need to improve performance and help your agency achieve its goals. LearningTree International is the number one provider of IT classroom training to the federal government. LearningTree is on both GSA IT-70 and MOBIS 874 schedules, which means all levels of the government and qualified contractors get the best tuition savings possible. Save even more with LearningTree's 50% off select IT and management courses each week. Simply visit their website today at learningtree.com/CIO. And even better news for the Beltways, save on travel costs and commuting time by attending live hands-on instructor-led courses at one of 10 LearningTree centers conveniently located around the Washington area in Columbia Fulton, Manassas, Stafford Quantico, DC Metro Center, and more. Helping you achieve your agency's mission is LearningTree's number one priority. Act now to get 50% tuition savings. Go to learningtree.com/CIO. That's learningtree.com/CIO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Matt Chase, the Medicaid and CHIP Payment and Access Commission's Chief Information Officer. Now, Matt, before break, we're talking a lot about the cloud. We're talking a lot about your use of the cloud from both a application standpoint, but also from an infrastructure standpoint. The other two pieces of that puzzle, if you will, is both the data, which we discussed a little bit about your data analysis work, but also storage, which is a big issue. How do you store your data and how can you access it anywhere at any time, which leads us to mobile, but that's maybe a different path. So let's talk about storage and data first.
Also, another really interesting piece to MACPAC is you're going to build a federal agency, but you have no roadmap. So being a startup agency, we had no historical reference for how much data we would need to analyze or store. When I first stepped in and we started looking at this, the traditional model would have been to go out and purchase a SAN or a NAS device to store this. And vendors kept asking, how much would it grow? And those were really tough questions to answer with no history and a yet-to-be-written analytic agenda. So in the end, we ended up using Amazon Web Services, and it meant that we didn't really have to answer that question. We were fortunate. We have a clear mission to Congress, even though our operations are small. The data that we're getting from the Medicaid and CHIP programs from the states and territories can be large depending upon the analysis that's being done. We have 3 years under our belt now, but I don't think the answers are any more clear, and using big data continues to grow. So for us, building further capacity to store large data securely and perform analytics, really using cloud services is the right answer. Cloud offerings are fluid by nature. We don't need to over-provision, and it grows as our data grows. And this provides MACPAC a highly cost-effective way for managing its big data.
You made an interesting comment that data you get from states and territories, do they send you data specifically? And how do they send you data, or do you get it through CMS?
Data that we get is through CMS. It's through the programs that CMS uses to run the Medicaid and CHIP programs, and then we're pulling data from CMS.
Can you talk a little bit about how you do pull that data? Is it a batch file? Is it an FTP? I mean, you guys are in the cloud, so things can almost drag and drop in some ways, but in the other ways, CMS, let's be honest here, they're not necessarily always known to have the most up-to-date hardware and software. So how do you deal with that? Maybe there could be differences.
So there are definitely programs out there to pull the data dynamically from them through using secure connections. But because it's more of an annual process, we pretty much follow a simplified method of encrypted transfers between them. So it's much less exotic and kind of more old school when it comes to that.
So it's not fun, not Dropbox or any of the fun things that people are using. Oh, the big no, that you can tell that's a security no right off the bat, huh?
Right. So everything always comes encrypted, and there's a high degree of checking where that data is and that it's following those appropriate procedures.
It sounds to me, just from talking with you, mobility, the idea of tablets, smartphones, yes, maybe nice to have, but doesn't seem necessarily a key to get your mission done. Are you guys dipping a toe in the mobility area, or does it not really affect you from a mission standpoint?
Yeah, it really doesn't affect us. We're using some mobile device management but for small internal communication stuff. Because we don't have a large workforce, because we're not distributed, and because we're small, those elements really don't come into play here at MACPAC.
Makes your life a little easier. There's no one kind of saying, oh, I have to carry all these devices, help me out. Let's move over to what is challenging you. From a CIO's perspective, security, I know, will be at the top of your list, but what are some other areas as well that maybe you look up and go, okay, how am I going to solve these problems next?
So really the biggest challenge in meeting MACPAC's mission and mandates is to ensure information security of the users and the data that's entrusted to our agency is secure. And I'm sure as a federal CIO, I'm not alone in this area. We're entrusted to provide analytics based upon the Medicaid and CHIP data, and the personally identifiable information in those files is very important for us to secure. Federal best practices and requirements from NIST are significant, especially when you factor the size and budget of our agency. We find a balance between security and usability and cost. We're fortunate that we've been able to build the agency from the ground up, as you mentioned, and this has allowed us to ensure information security risks to the organization are first and foremost in each of the systems and services that we deploy. But as any security expert will tell you, security is an ever-evolving landscape, so the challenge is to constantly monitor, maintain, and evolve your environment to meet threats. So MACPAC, for being as young as we are, has built a strong base, and future evolutions to our environment will only strengthen that.
we've talked a lot about security. We've talked a lot about the cloud, two big buzzwords in the community. That means you're probably going to get some calls from vendors. So give us some advice. What should vendors know about working with MacPac?
It's important to understand that we're a small legislative branch agency that's focused on getting the most out of our federal dollars. We have good relationships with a stable, small pool of vendors who meet the needs of what MacPac is looking for. We're not routinely looking for new vendors. That being said, it's important for any vendor that we work with to understand we're a micro agency. And that means we often need vendors to bring us the complete solution. That means a vendor must provide more than just a piece of hardware or software to us. MacPac needs professional services engagement to make sure that the solution is implemented, it's documented, and the staff is trained appropriately on that. So strategic outsourcing is key to the agency's success in making the most of federal dollars appropriated to our agency. And being small, it's important to seek out those qualified experts and to be able to get the jobs done in the timeframes required.
Now, do you meet with vendors? Do you have vendors that call you, email you? Do you have a kind of a policy around that saying, I'll do the best I can, but there's two of us in the shop and there's only so much time we have in our days?
I think more of the latter. It's just there's plenty of vendors that are willing to knock on your door, especially in the federal space. And it's just a matter of if we're looking at that time. You know, we do traditional contracting. We do use a variety of federal tools at our disposal in order to consume the resources that we need.
All right. Well, we're almost out of time. Before I let you go, I always like to find out a little bit about you, the person behind the CIO title. Tell me about your background. You've been, I guess, CIO here for the entire time MacPac's been around. Where else have you worked inside or out of government?
Looking back, it's been just about 20 years now that I've been professionally in the information and technology field. But the bulk of my time has really been spent in the commercial space. I've spent a fair amount of time working for a daily newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I did an internet startup here in Northern Virginia called Club Essential. And then I worked for a large multinational entertainment company, which you may have heard of, Cirque du Soleil. So that has filled out the bulk of my time. But in the government space, I had the pleasure of working at our sister agency for a year, MedPAC. Of course, we know their focus is on the Medicare side of the equation, while ours is on Medicaid and CHIP. I also did some government consulting with Clark County Government out in Nevada, helping them implement web content management platforms for their public-facing website.
So I have to ask about Cirque du Soleil. You know I had to. What did you do for them? Was it the IT side?
Well, working at Cirque du Soleil, yes, there were no acrobatics involved. I ran the global operations for IT for the resident shows division, so all of their fixed show sites across the globe. It was definitely an interesting organization to work for. I think you can do IT anywhere, as most people would describe, but working for a globally world-renowned circus has its own environment and culture to it.
You just heard a big sigh in the audience going, oh, he didn't do acrobatics. Now that would be a cool other job for a CIO. Unfortunately, though, we are out of time. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today was Matt Chase, the Medicaid and CHIP Payment and Access Commission's Chief Information Officer. Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you for listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This show has been brought to you by Learning Tree International. If you missed any portion of this show, you can hear it in its entirety on demand at federalnewsradio.com.